Okay, so today's Amud in Araisa is Lamedal and Beis. We got a little bit ahead yesterday, Lamedal and Beis. We reached actually, on Lamedal and Beis, we reached all the way up to Kisalik Rava. It's three, four lines before the lines get wide, just to get our bearings. We were discussing, actually this whole conversation, we even get to the point why we bring this whole conversation in. This whole conversation is coming in because we had discussed the idea that you have a grape or something that's tummy, and you're squeezing out the juice. If you do it in pachas of a shir kabeitza, only shir kabeitza can convey tuma. If you're squeezing out less than a shir kabeitza, pachas, then the juice is tar. And we said that's telling you whether you know the juice is mifkat pocket, it's just like housed in the grape, or it's intertwined with the grape. Intertwined with the grape's tummy, it's tummy. If you hold this house, then not. That was what brought us into this whole conversation. What's our conversation? Our conversation is truma tameya that was replanted. The halach is, we wrote a price that says, it loses the tumah, but you still can't be eaten. And the question is, why? If it loses the tumah, so it's not, then why can it be eaten? Chayitz tar, truma tar, it can be eaten. So the Mar's first answer is, anachami, it means it can be eaten only by kayim. It cannot be eaten by Yisrael. It retains the truma, loses the tumah, it can be eaten only by kayim. The Mar says, that's not a geshmak of shah, because there's a Mishnah Tumur, three Mishnahs earlier, that was in Trumas, I think it's Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. In Perek Tes Mishnah Dalid, it says very clearly that whatever you plant from Truma is Truma. So that can't be the Chiddush. So the Gemara went on to a new idea of Hesach Hadas. That Hesach Hadas is a concern of Hesach Hadas, and therefore, yes, even though the Tumma was removed, ironically enough, through planting, the Tumma is removed, but you've introduced a new issue called Hesach Hadas. The Gemara says, what do you mean? If Hesach Hadas is an issue that maybe became Tamei, so then the same way you got rid of Vade Tumma, so when you plant it, you should take care of any issues of may have become tummy because you replanted it. It's a new entity. And unless you say, you must be learning that Hesach Hadas is an inherent psul. It's a psul of Hesach Hadas, which we said is actually Machlekes, Rabbi Yechem Rish Lakish, and we're being raised within the Machlekes. But really the whole discussion of whether Hesach Hadas is a psul inherently, or if it's a din that may have become tummy, is really only being brought in to explain that brisa, that why when you plant the replant the truma, it's going to be still inedible, even though the tumah is gone. So we came to explain that price. And now we're going to bring a third pshat and explain the price. And after the third pshat, we'll connect back to our din of squeezing grapes. That's why we brought this whole conversation. But before we go into the kisalik, we actually have a little more. We don't have so much amma to cover today. So it's a quickie speak out a couple of things we couldn't speak out yesterday, or we didn't get a chance to speak yesterday. One we touched on, this idea of saying that Hesach Hadas is a machlekes, if it's a inherent psul, which we spoke out, maybe the deeper ideas behind it, why we would say there's a psul of Hesach Hadas, comes from an idea of becoming tummy. But it's an inherent psul, or is it a psul that Safek became tummy? So he spoke out that this place big nafkamina, the Bil Staka, brings old tshuva, the Gabi Nisha, who thought that maybe she had a bad bedika, that it wasn't good, and then her husband comes and says, no, I think it may be okay. Later, her husband, after a couple hours, says, no, I think it may be okay, takes the Rav, and Kachav, and then it was Taka Kosher, it's okay. But in that interim period, she thought she wasn't okay, so Mil Staka brings, it could be a real issue. If you hold that maybe she became tummy, maybe that's not an issue, because she knows that she became tummy. But if you hold Hesach Hadas inherently an issue, maybe it should be an issue. He deals with the question. This we already touched on yesterday. The Paiskim discussed, not so long ago, a Shaila came up, a woman during Zayin Akim, while Shaila, she fell into coma. Something happened to her, she fell into coma. Maybe she had an accident, she fell into coma. During, let's say, I think it was like, called day two of Zayin Akim. By day five, Chazdei Hashem, she woke up and she was fine. Apparently, she really was a quick healer, ready to go to the mikvah day seven. Shaila is, could she go to the mikvah? Hesach Hadas, she's in a coma. Ain't Hesach Hadas Gdel Mizu. This is a Shaila that came in front of the Gdel Paiskim. Excellent, very good. Very good. So the Paiskim all, I say all, came from the Gdel Paiskim of our generation. And I would say, Kamat Oel said that she's okay. And the reason is, like Rabbi Yossel just pointed out, because why is it different than sleeping? When she sleeps, Hesach Hadas means, like, she was still, I don't know if she was wearing Big Day Lovin' when she was in the hospital, I don't know. But the point is, Hesach Hadas means, like, there was a real, some sort of real, I don't want to say conscious Hesach Hadas, but a real Hesach Hadas. Sleeping's not Hesach Hadas, right? Well, bottom line is, sleeping's not Hesach Hadas. So, to coma is a long sleep, it should be Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Asher Weiss, Shlita, held that he was apparently the lone daya, that was Machmer. She would have to start Zayin Akim again. It was a real Hesach Hadas. She has to start again. She cannot rely on Hesach Hadas. Interesting, it was a Chumrah from Rav Asher Weiss. But the other Pesachim all were Mekel. And it seems that the Velt, again, rules like you pointed out yesterday, Shiva Levi brings idea that as long as she didn't see Dam outright, and she continued to wear white begadim, then even if she thought maybe that the bedika that she had seen was no good, even these different forms of Hesach Hadas were not so machmer for that Mil Staka, and we rely that there's The whole thing is chashash tuma. I'm really, it's only chashash. We're not so concerned that it really she became tame, and we go lekula. Okay, that's one point, just to add a little flavor to what we discussed yesterday. Another point that is discussed is we had yesterday the idea of tuber terusim. We discussed that the birds that were no good, that were suffic, no good or not, you throw them near the side of his bear, and you wait to tuber terusim. And the Maria asked, why do you wait to tuber terusim to burn it? Just say hesach hadas. Once you throw it on the side, you misiach das. That alone, if it's an inherent psul, that alone, sorry, the fact that you're throwing it to the side of his bear is because it has hesach hadas, and you weren't sure if it's tamei not. If hesach hadas is inherent psul, that alone should allow you to burn it. It's psul guf. Elamites Araya to the Mandar, it says hesach hadas only a suffic tuma, not psul guf. That was a gemara we had yesterday in the Shakataya, whether hesach hadas is a psul guf or inherent psul, or it's a psul that suffic became tamei. So tubitz rasan, yeah, that's exactly what we're going to focus on. Tubitz rasan means you really leave it overnight and it becomes like spoiled. Tubitz rasan means it becomes spoiled. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? That's exactly the question we're going to address. So we said yesterday, I kind of just blurted it out, but I didn't really elaborate. We said it gets psalina. We know kachem that stays overnight in the base of English, that stays overnight, that didn't have its avayda done, whatever's supposed to be done to it, becomes pasalina. Dam, baser of kachem of that's supposed to be not eaten, but it's supposed to be eaten. Make it obsolete if it's only supposed to be consumed by the next morning. If it has like a shlama, if you have 2 days, it won't get obsolete because you have more time. But the point is that which you're not supposed to consume, that's supposed to burn, certainly we get obsolete overnight. So the simple understanding is tubitz rasa means leave it over the chatasayf, certainly has to be eaten or put on the mizbeach, whatever gets done to it has to be done for sure by the morning. Tubitz rasa, Rashi Taisus also learned, means obsolete. To answer your question, obsolete. However, others want to say, this Rabbeinu Tam wants to say that there's a chiddush. In the concepts, let me go step one, step two. Others want to say it's a psul of nice and tam of gam. It becomes pugum. You can only put in the mizbeach, something which is pugum, but it becomes pugum. That's a psul. Not lina, but becomes pugum. And this idea we have by kashrus all the time, that a kli, after 1 day, even if it had flavors, let's say a fleishiks yesterday, and now either milchiks, one of the sniffim to say that it's not a problem would be it's nice and tam of gam. It's giving off a bad flavor. If it was kosher, a non-kosher clean, it's ena ben yayme. What's the major idea of ena ben yayme if it's not that day? Because ena ben yayme, whatever flavor is in there, is considered to be nice and tam of gam. So Rabbi Tam has a chiddush. This concept of nice tam of gam is ena ben yayme. It's called nice tam of gam. All it needs is to pass through a night. And that means even a summer night could be as little as we are, it could be as little as 3-4 hours, right? A winter night could be 18 hours, but the shear is a night, not 24 hours, a night. So that's the idea of Eina Ben Yemei. If it's not, wasn't used today, it was used yesterday, it passed through a night, and therefore it's called Nesam of Gam. What's a remez to this idea, or a kind of a smach, a zecher to this idea? Our Gemara says the concept of Tubitzurus, and some of the Rishonim are learning, Tubitzurus means not Pselina, but rather this Pgam, being left overnight, creates this Pgam. Now, the Maisa we paskin, like the Ri, we paskin that Nais Nam of Gam requires 24 hours. Eina Ben Yemei means it wasn't used in the past day. Day meaning Eis Leis, 24 hours. We paskin that Lechthil, that's what you need in order for Hab Bittel. But we will use it as a sniff. So let's say you have another quasi reason to be Makel. And the fact that it's been left overnight, not 24 hours, but overnight, we have Rabbeinu Tam Shita in Nais Nam of Gam being overnight being enough, plus another sniff, we can combine them to make a kula. We don't line it alone, but we could use it in a combination. Okay, one last point before we start. This was a question that came up and a little patch to all of us. We had a question yesterday about making an Erev with Truma. Could a non-Kohen make Erev with Truma? So I pointed out that I'm sure it's a fair Shemishta. I mean, I don't remember, it wasn't a fan, so patch to me. But there's a Mishnah Erevin on the Flamin, black-white Mishnah, that a person, a non-Kayan, can use an Erev of Truma because since it can be fed to someone else, a Kayan, it's okay. A Nazir can make an Erev with Yayin, all that works. But the reason why I'm saying Pesh to all of us here is because Agav, we quoted it, it was one line, that's why we missed it, it was two lines, and Afchav Kimon Alf, Immesephus Pesachim. We discussed about things that are asr bahana and what you could do with them. That was the topics over there of something which is anything asr bachila, also asr bahana. And one of the cases we came up with was a non-kayan using truma and another quoting that exact sugya using yayin for the erev trumim. So we were all alarmed yesterday, or not we all, but some of us were alarmed. What do you mean? What's Taisa saying? It's Pasha. You could use Truma for an Erev. The answer is yes, it's Pasha. And we should have known it because we learned it literally, well, first in Araisa. It's ready a couple weeks ago. It's ready a month ago, almost. But it was only 11 lot ago. Okay. So that's the Amar inside. So that's a little patch for the day. Says the Amar. Kisalik Ravim. When Rabin came, when Rabin left Bavel to go up to Yitzhak, Amos Shmaita committed Yirmiyah. He repeated this teaching of Rosheshes in front of Yirmiyah, these explanations that were giving in the replanting of the Truma, Tmeya, why it's going to be Tari, and Segal, that's Chadas type of spurs. V'amr Yirmiyah, Bavel Tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians. Remember, now I myself am drawing a blank. Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'm not sure if we just had this in Psachim or we had it in Ksubis, but we just had somewhere, that Rabbi Yirmiyah went up to, but we just had it in Ksubis, it was in Ksubis, that the we said that two people, a person from Eretz Yisrael is more chashev than Bavel, and the reason I fear Yisrael Machkam. But the Gemara said, Rava added to Abaye's statement, that Abaye's statement was two of them, two of us in Bavel is like one of them Eretz Yisrael. That's how chashev they are. Rava says, yeah, but when we go up, we become like two of them. When we go, it's like Magal Shabbat Shuvah Aimdim in Sadiq Murm, when we go up from Bavel to Yisrael, we become like them. And the example they gave was Rabbi Yirmiyah, because Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't understand what the Chum was saying when he's in Bavel, and when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he sent the message back to the Chum of Bavel, Bavlei Tipshai, foolish Babylonians. He got so he steiged so many levels that he was like almost like not only disparaging, but he's talking down like Bavlei Tipshai. Anyway, that's the Slushin. We just had it in Daf in Ksuvis in I think it was Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, a couple of blocks ago. Okay, says the Gemara, Bavlei Tipshai, Mishum Diyasvi Ba'ara Techashucha, I'm Rasa Shmaita Mechashka, because you sit in a dark land. Bavel members lower down. That's they got the name for the Mabel. All the waters of the Mabel went down to Bavel, Rashi and Chumash. So Bavlei Tipshai, because you sit in the dark lands, you say Mishmaita Mechashku, you say dark pshatim. Leishmiluchu, the pshat is as follows. Leishmiluchu, not the Shem Malakish, Mishmaita Rebeshia. Didn't you hear this time, Rishlakish said the name Rebeshia? Meachag. Meachag means, the waters for Sukkot, right? By Sukkot, where we do Nisach HaMayim. So the waters for the only time you put water on the Mizbeach is by Nisach HaMayim. So those waters have to be sanctified. What happens if they were tummy? Shinitbu. It became tummy. Hishikun machachadishin. Now, the way to entire water is you take the water, a kli full of tummy water, and you dunk it in a mikvah of tar water, and there's water of tar water going over, right, over that water. That's the kli of water of tummy. You do ashaka, and that makes it renders a tar. The lach is hishikun machachadishin, tired. If you first did ashaka to purify the water, and then you makdish the water, the tar process works. But if you made it holy first while it was still tummy, and then you try to purify it, tameim, the purification won't work. And the question is why? Sticking the water in a kli into the mikvah is kind of like replanting the plant into the ground, which just like planting renders the tummy that could plant tar, even though it's tummy. Sticking the kli in the water renders a tar. So why should it make a difference when you did it? Mali ashikun machach kedisha, mali kedisha machach kedisha. Who cares if I did the ashaka first, and then I was makdisha, which we're saying it works, it's tar, and it's okay. Or if I was makdisha first while I was tummy, and then did ashaka, either way, it should remove the tumma, it should be fine. Rather, what's the answer? Alma ein zrila hektish, shachana ein zrila shuma, beautiful. But what we see from this din is that there's a mildly seira. It's a mildly seira. There was going to be a whole list before the end of before you get the Mishnah on the top of Amnaf. It goes rather quickly. We're going to be a list of mildly seiras that we do by hektish. We do certain mildly hektish that we don't do elsewhere. What's the mildly seira over here? Once it's tummy, we don't allow a shaka to work to remove tummy. Once it's kadesh, I should say. Once it's kadesh and then becomes tummy, or it became tummy before, but once it was tummy while it was ready kadesh, we don't allow this hashaka to work to get rid of the tummy. So too, you have truma that was tummy and already was truma. You have a plant that's tummy, replant it, then make it truma after it grows, no problem. But if it was ready truma while it was tummy, then to get rid of the, even though you do this replanting process, meaning the answer simply is minatayra, it would work, taka. On a Torah level, if Ashaka removes the Tumah, or if planting removes the Tumah, it removes the Tumah. But the Rabbanim get a Mali Yisera, and they said, ain't real the Tumah, it won't get rid of the Tumah. Yes, Rav Dima come around the Shmai, Rav Dima sitting and saying over this Mamre. So that's a third shot where when you plant the Truma, that's Tumea, even though it gets rid of the Tumah, maker din, it won't take care of it. Lamaisa, you can't eat it. Why is Asa to eat? The reason why it's Asa to eat, even though it got rid of the Tumah, is because rabbinically we say it didn't get rid of the Tumah. So yes, Rav Dima, we still think it back to the question that we need about the squeezing of the grapes, which was really why this whole almost blot came in. Yes, Rav Dimi, the Kavla Shmaitza, Rav Dimi is sitting and saying this memra about this chumra about the waters of the Nisa Chamayim that became tummy. I'm going to buy a Hekdisha Mekli Kamar, Avapela of Rabbana Maila, Idum of Penami of Rabbana Maila. We're clearly talking about Mahal Rabbana, the Rabbana being Machber. Were they only Machber by somebody who has Kushas Kli, or even if somebody has Kushas Pet? Just to give a quick background what that means, very simple. We know that there's really, when you Machber something to the base of English, there's two types of Hekdish. There's, first of all, there's Kedushas HaGuf, and there's Kushas Dhamman. That's step one. Kushas HaGuf means it's inherently Kaddish item. Kedushas Dhamma means, so the basic example would be, if I makdish a cow to be a chatas, happens to be I'm doing that prepare even with my mouth. We'll get that in a second. But if a makdish can't be a chattas, it gets kedushas a guf. It's inherently a chattas. If a makdish a table to be money for a chattas, it gets kedushas damim. That's monetary kedusha. It's not inherent kedusha. That's step one. Kedushas damim versus kedushas haguf. Step two is certain items al yedei peh can get kedushas haguf. Like we just gave an example, a carbon. By merely saying this is animal's carbon, it becomes a chattas, nailer shlamim, it gets kedushas haguf. Other items, peh will only give kedushas damim. I then have to go and do something else to make it get kedushas haguf. What's that? Let's say flour for mincha, oil, right? If I verbally declare this kaddish, it's kaddish. Kedushas damim. What gives it kedushas haguf? What makes the flour inherently kaddish? When it goes into a kli. The kli is mekaddish, right? The water will only get kedushas haguf, ayde kli. So there's a question now, when it comes to things that only get kedushas haguf, ayde kli, maybe only when they have kedushas kli, we have this chumrah that if it was tamei and had kedushas kli, which is kedushas haguf, then we say that what? That the you have this chumrah, this malei seira, that if you do ashaka, you can't remove the tumma. But what if you only verbally declared that this water should be kaddish, but it wasn't, didn't get kedushas kli, it wasn't a kli yet, maybe over there, you could still be metaret, and it won't have this chumrah. That's the shailah. So, Amalei Abaye, Yikdishim B'klika Amar Avapeh Alev Rabban Amayla, Ayidilma B'panami Av Rabban Amayla. Nice Kishmaka Shaila. Amalei, so Rav Dimi said back, Loishamati, I didn't hear about this exact Shaila that you're asking, but Kate's Bashamati, I heard something similar, which maybe we can bring in an analogy from there. Dar Rabbavo, Amar Bechron, Anav Mishanitmu, if Kate's came Tameh, Darachan Bachach Kedishan, you should press them, and after he presses them, let the juice come out, and then he's makdish them. Tayyib. It's going to be Torah. It's all good. Even the grape itself is tamei. You have to squeeze the juice out. We said, you got to do it. You got to do it in a certain way, which we'll get back to that in a second, but you got to do it a certain shear. But you can squeeze it. The juice comes out star. Sanctify the juice afterwards, the wine, to be for libations, to be for nesachim, and that's all good. However, dishvachim darchan, if you makdish the grapes and then you squeeze it, even though we're going with the tzad, and the liquid is only contained, it's not mamish intertwined, and the liquid is not really tummy, a milo that would exist would be that it would taka be, it would be considered tummy, and the juice would not be good. Dishvachim darchan would be tameyan, would be tummy. Now let's think for a second. These grapes didn't have kedushas clean. These grapes had kedushas pan. And still we're saying a chumrah. Remember, obviously you're telling me that the juice is tar. Otherwise, if you squeeze it and then you makdish it, it would be a problem. It would be tummy. You're telling me it's batzim and tar because you view these juices being separate. So it's batzim and tar. Obviously, it's a chumrah yisera, case of a mali yisera you're doing by these grapes, that you're saying if it's already kadesh and then you're squeezing it and it was tummy, the grape, then the juice will be tummy in that case and won't be able to be used for yakdish. So we see very clearly that by kedushas peh, there's a mali yisera. Excellent. Says the Gemara, very good. The Gemara doesn't say that. Says the Gemara, by grapes, it's Kedushas Kli, and yet the Rabbanah is still doing Kedushas Peh, I'm sorry, and still doing the Maila. So it's clear, Raya, that Kedushas Peh also has this Maila. Amar Besef, Anavu Kamrit, Hacha, Banam, Shal, Truma, Askinan, Kedushas Peh, Didu, Kedushas Kli, Dami. You're talking about a case of grapes, so really you weren't perfect, because you do, for libations, you do need Kedushas Kli. For libations, ultimately you will be mekadesh the kli. So your jump that you don't need kedushas kli over there was mistaken. But you're right in concept. Why? Because it depends what type of kedushas you're talking about. If you're talking about grapes of hekdesh, you're talking about kedushas kli. There's a madrig of peh, but ultimately you have to get to kli, and therefore you could say the shaila would still apply, right? Or the chayr would have been a raya. The amar is the function is we're not talking about hekdesh. We're talking about truma. And by truma, you don't need kedushas kli. And therefore, avad when you don't need kedushas kli, we'd say over there, again, it's only when you need kedushas kli, was there a havamina or a shayla to say that kedushas peh would not get that miley asera that you can't get rid of the tumma. But if it doesn't need kedushas kli b'chlal, if the whole kedusha is a kedushas peh, that's all it has, of course the miley asera is going to apply over there, even by kedushas peh. Says Martin, inside, first three inside, then you guys question after, please. The kedushas peh did two kedushas kli dami. By over here, we're talking about Hachem and Avishal Truma, Skinam, again, we're talking about Navim of Truma, of grapes of Truma, where it's Kedushas Peh, is a clip of Kedushas Kli, because there is no higher level. Avahan de Bay Kli, but by Hektish, by Nesachim, which require Kli, that's Kufar Shaila. The Pele of Rabban Maila, maybe the Rabban don't make a Maila in a case where it's subject to Kedushas Kli, maybe over there, Kedushas Peh would not have this Maila, that was our Shaila, so we have an Araya. Okay, so the Mara deflected the Raya. Now, after all this, here's what we get back to our Gemara. We brought this whole Dafin for this line. Darchan Bafilutuva. The Lush and the Bryce was squeeze the grapes. And then back to shifters and it's fine, even though the grapes are tummy. It didn't give a shear. Sounds like squeeze many grapes at once. Put a pile of grapes at once, squeeze it. You're doing much more than a kibetza. Didn't we say, Rabbi Echim say you could do that? Rabbi Echim himself said, we quoted this on the Flamen Gimel, I believe it was. Rabbi himself said that you squeeze the grapes, pachas, pachas, mekabetza, has to be dafka, less than a kabetza, and here we seem to be not giving a shear. Gemara says, you're right. We didn't stress that point, but anachami, it's got to be pachas, pachas, beitza. In this memory, that wasn't the focus, but who had din, it's got to be here, pachas, pachas, beitza. By same way, you could say, hasam, tenagul, rishon, gishmak, achilik. This is a nice little chazar from our Rabbi Chanina's got a Kahan days, right? Over there, we're talking about a case where the grape, over there where we said you got to do pachas, pachas, mekabetza, the Gemara went earlier, Rabbi Echman said pachas, you know why? We're talking about where the grapes itself touch the rishon. Right, the havlu inu sheni, which means the grapes themselves become a sheni. And if a sheni comes in contact with a liquid, that's a chumra we had in the Rechininas Kanakanim, a chumra that we had in those sukkahs over there, that when it comes to mashka, a mashka touches a sheni, midrabanan, becomes like a rishon. So that's why you got a problem over there. You got to keep it less than a kibetza, because you got a problem, because the grape itself is a sheni, it will give tumma to the mashka. Therefore, tavlu inu sheni, we're concerned. Hach, we're talking about grapes over here. In this case, we didn't say what level it was. Hach, the nagu b'sheni. The grapes themselves only touch the sheni. Tavlu shlishi, which means the grapes themselves are shlishi, which really can't impart tumma into the juice b'chlal. Regular juice, that's chulin, does not become a shlishi. Only trum or hektish. But kolzman is chulin, doesn't become a shlishi. So there's no concern how much you do. Squeeze as much as you want, and it won't be a problem. Therefore you can't bring a kasha, a stir, and a rechanan, because two different cases, one's talking about a sheni of grapes, and one's talking about a rishon of, or a shlishi of grapes. Amar Rabba. Now, from here to the Mishnah, I mentioned before, we're going to have a bunch of cases. We're going to have, I believe it's three cases. We're just going to demonstrate this idea of a chumri yisera, mali yisera behekdesh. Three quick cases. Amar Rabba. Afanam tanina. We also learned this idea that these chumri that we just referenced, that we referenced before, we learned similar chumris in a braisa. V'naslav mayim chayimah keldi pasuk says about the gabi paradum waters, that it should be spring water into a kli. By the paradum waters that gets mixed with the ashes, it should be the spring water into the kli. We darshan shit tichirus in the kli. It should come directly from the spring into the kli. That's the chum makes it a drasha. But the pasuk says v'nasa. V'nasa is mashma. Take water that already was gathered and put it into the kli. So you have a stira. I'm a klushin inu. Sounds like the water is separated. I'm a chumar inu, but it sounds like before it has to be mechubur. Which one is it? Separated or mechubur? Top of the amad. Elamalanam. Elamayla. What it means is that midda raisa vada v'nasa is fine. This that should be directly from the spring is a drusha of the pasuk, but it's not really the ikar. I say drusha. Drusha sounds like it's a bad choice of words. That would be the deraisa. It's a rabbinic, like remez. It doesn't really have to be minatayra from the spring. But it's a maila. So hachanami, so to our sugya, we were saying a maila, that when you put the plant back into the ground, even though it gets rid of the tumma, the truma still shouldn't be eaten as a maila. So it's another right to the idea of mailas when it comes to hektish and the like. Another two more cases. Amar Rav Rashi, after Amatani, we learned the same idea, but a person goes to the mikvah. Amatzaira, seventh day, he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, he comes out, he's considered full yayim, he's still got to wait for nightfall, but he's ready to eat maiser, meaning maiser sheni. Harev, shimshai, echa b'truma. Once the sun goes down, he can even eat truma. Make a diet. This is actually halacha b'truma in, b'kach shumai. He can eat truma, but he can't catch him. Till when he can eat kachim, he cannot eat kachim until the morning. When he brings his carbon, he's called what we call a mechusa kapara. He's waiting to be a carbon in the morning. He's waiting to be a carbon in the morning in order to get his to complete his tire process, so to speak, and then be able to eat kachim. Ask him, but logically, it doesn't make sense. Yes, he's missing his carbon, he's mechusa kapara. But the bottom line is, from a tumma of tire perspective, he's fully tar. There's no more tire going on. If he can eat truma, he should be able to eat kachim. Amai taru, l'choy is tar. Why can't he eat kachim? Elamala. Again, it's a mila that was saying, l'gabi kachim. Hacham mila. So to hear, it's interesting. That's a mila of kachim over truma. And by us, we're employing a mila by truma. We're just bringing a proof that you get mila. We're bringing
we only make milas by one or not the other. No,
I actually didn't notice this when I was praying this morning, but it's actually interesting. You're right. We're bringing a mila. We're showing that you can have a mila by truma tamea that we won't take off the tumma from a case where we do a mila by kachim but not by truma.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting point. But we're just bringing out the concept that we find mila strabanan, even in things that are inherently kasher and tar, we still have a mila. So to be honest, you plant the truma, it becomes tar, and we're still going to have a mila. Last Gemara, Amar Bashi, Afanam Tanina. We also learned a similar idea of a mila in the Brayse of Abasar. Pasuk says, we got a big basar of Ishlamin. It says that basar is subject to to the din of tumma. The rabbis, well, basar for sure is din of tumma, but we say the word vabasar comes to include the rabbis eitzim levaina, comes to include eitzim and levaina, eitzim wood and levaina. Now eitzim and levaina are not food. So how are they subject to the din of being mekabel tumma? In order to be mekabel tumma, it has to be something edible. They're not edible. Ella mila, it's din derabanan, and they put a mila on kachin that we treat the eitzim and levaina as if they're edible to be subject to tumma. Hachem mila, so the best we got be the plant of shuman that was planted, even though that was tummy, that the tumma is really gone and carried in. But the rabbanan say still the kachin should need it. Alts mila. So ultimately, we'll pause over here. The Mishnah. Ultimately, we had three attempts to explain what the idea, why when you plant truma tamea, it loses the tumma, yet the price says you still can't eat it. Explanation of one means Yisrael can't eat it because it's truma, but a kain can still eat it. We just didn't like it because the din is true, but it's not a chiddush. Explanation number two was this issue of hesachadas. And explanation number three is that it's a maila the Rabbanan did, that even though it's takanat tamei, you still shouldn't be able to, you still shouldn't eat it because the truma once was tamei.